The Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists welcomes you to a program of Music for the Pipe Organ. The American Guild of Organists recently celebrated the 100th anniversary of its founding with a convention in New York City. As a departure from our usual format, today's program will feature the organs heard during that convention. This is Rob Stewart-Vale inviting you to listen today to music performed at some of the most noted churches in New York City. St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church on Park Avenue is a grand limestone and varicolored brick edifice in Romanesque style and houses one of the largest organs in the city, a 225-rank Skinner organ, started in 1918 and revised many times since then. On this instrument, let's listen to the paraphrase on See the Conquering Hero Comes of Alexander Guillemot, as played by Christopher Herrick. You've just heard the paraphrase on See the Conquering Hero Comes by Alexandre Guillemot, played by Christopher Herrick on the large Skinner organ at St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church in New York City. We continue our program of organs heard during the AGO Centennial Convention in New York with music played on another large instrument, the Austin organ at the Church of the Heavenly Rest on 5th Avenue and 90th Street. This unusual building, completed in 1929, was influenced by Gothic and Art Deco styles. The first organ contained 79 ranks of pipes, but over the years was expanded to 145 ranks. Our music continues with Prelude from Symphony No. 1 by Louis Vierne, played by Justin Bischoff.
Thank you.
That was Justin Bischoff playing Louis Vierne's Prelude from Symphony No. 1. It was performed on the Austin organ at the Church of the Heavenly Rest. The next place we'll visit on our organ tour of New York City is the Madison Avenue Presbyterian Church. In this building, there's a modest-sized Cassavant instrument built in 1962. Our program continues with music of John Weaver, played by the composer. We'll hear his prelude on Sine Nomine. The prelude on Sine Nomine of John Weaver was just played by the composer. Our program, featuring organs at landmark churches visited during the AGO's Centennial Convention in New York, continues with music from St. Paul's Chapel at Columbia University. A Skinner organ is there, started in 1938 and enlarged since then. The organ was featured in a landmark recital by E. Power Biggs in 1939, playing the complete organ works of Bach. Today we hear a work transcribed for four hands and 4 feet, the fugue in D major of Felix Mendelssohn, as played by George Stauffer and Mary Monroe. That was the fugue in D major of Felix Mendelssohn, played by George Stauffer and Mary Monroe, on the organ at St. Paul's Chapel, Columbia University. To conclude our tour of New York City organs, we go a few blocks down the street to the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola. And here we find the newest organ in the city, a Tracker organ built in 1993 by the English firm of N.P. Mander. The building dates from 1898 and is of Italian Renaissance design with excellent acoustics. Let's listen now to the toccata from Suite Gothique of Leon Buhlmann, played by Kent Trittle.
Thank you.
That was Toccata from Suite Gothique of Leon Boelmann, played by Kent Trittle, on the Mander organ at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York City. All the organs heard today were featured at the Centennial Convention of the AGO. The music can be found on compact discs titled Great Organs of New York, The Romantic Organ, and Organ Fireworks. These programs are brought to you by the Boston Chapter of the American Guild of Organists and WCRB. The Guild's an interfaith organization of church musicians with chapters in all parts of the country. And if you'd like more information about the Guild, send a card to the AGO in care of WCRB, Waltham 02154. Today's program was written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart-Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of Organ Music.